Our daf discusses the concepts of inui nefesh, a woman who takes a neder that will cause her literally pain, or a woman who takes a neder that's beino uvein atzmo that will impact the relationship between husband and wife. There are two fascinating shailas we'll discuss today about these concepts of inui nefesh and beino uveino. First, a little bit of background information is necessary that might also help categorize some of the things we learned on today's daf. The Rambam tells us in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Nedarim that the halacha of inui nefesh is a halacha where a woman is taking a neder that will hurt her. So, for example, the Gemara has a havamin on the bottom of Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, that she will not wash. That will be something that will be uncomfortable for her. And ultimately, the Rambam gives an example of inui nefesh, where a woman says that she's not going to eat meat. She's going to deprive herself. In such a case, when the husband is mayfair, the neder says the husband has a right to be mayfair inui nefesh, as the Torah HaKadosh itself describes in Bamidbar Lamed, Lanos nefesh ishi kimirena v'isha yefirenu, that the husband will be able to mayfair it. If the husband annuls that vow, that's the word mayfair, in such a case, then she is no longer prohibited for meat, whether she's married to this man or she's not married to this man. If she does something about their relationship, she takes a neder that will impinge on the relationship. For example, she won't have relations with him. So then when the husband is mayfair, then the neder is annulled between him and her. That's beino leveino. But the neder will remain with other people. This opinion of the Rambam seems to be also the girsa of Tosos on the banim of Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. Now let's go to two interesting shailas in regards to the case of an individual who takes a neder and it impinges on the individual's status. What would an example of that be? That would be a couple of fascinating examples I found. The first one in the Chida, a topic that's dear to my heart, and that's the topic of Eretz Yisrael. And that is, what happens if a woman took a neder that she said that she wants to go to Eretz Yisrael? She took a neder, she promised that she was going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and it was a time where it was dangerous to live in Eretz Yisrael. Can the Baal be mayfair the neder as inui nefesh, that it's going to be a sakana? So if we go with the Rambam's definition of inui nefesh, if depriving oneself from meat is considered inui nefesh, so then in such a case, the Birkei Yosef quotes the Knesset HaGdolah in the name of the Radvaz, in Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. The Birkei Yosef appears in Yoredea Simen Reish Lamed Dalet Sif Nun Hei, says that the husband would be able to be mayfair the neder in such an instance, because that would qualify as inui nefesh. However, Rav Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashuch Chemed, astutely points out that this is all assuming that there isn't a mitzvah today to live in Eretz Yisrael, which seems to be the opinion of Taisus in Ksubis on Kuf Yud on the Beis. However, it's well known that there are Rishonim that disagree. A big question of why the Rambam doesn't mention Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah, even though he quotes it in other contexts outside of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Avnei Nezer suggested such a big mitzvah in Taf Nun Beis. Therefore, and includes so many other mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah, but certainly is a mitzvah according to Rambam. Clearly, though, the big debate in the Rambam, but in the Ramban holds that it's a mitzvah. So if that would be so, the halacha would be that it might change, that this is not stam nidre inui nefesh, but this is a neder that is a neder ledover tov. It will be similar, like someone who's noder, to fast or to give tzedakah. Both of them might be a little bit difficult. The money coming out of the pocket might be a little bit of a strain, but in such a case, the husband can't be mayfair that neder. And that gets into a machlokis between the Noda Behuda and the Maram Shik, in a case of where a woman is mayfair be'est Sarah, So is that a neder that a husband could be made for or not? The Noda Behuda says yes. The Maharam Shik says no. So that would be a fascinating question that I leave up open. Halacha Lamaisa. The Noda Behuda appears in Madura Tinyana Simin Kufnun Tes, and the Maharam Shik appears in Yaradeya Simin Reish Yud. So that is the first fascinating shaila in regards to neder. The other shaila, which would intrigue my wife, who is a nutritionist, is the following question. We learned that nidrei inui nefesh applies to meat and wine. Once upon a time, people were less aware of, even though the Rambam and others alluded to it, the dangers of eating meat. And here is the shaila. The Gemara says that is inui nefesh. What happens if a woman wants to be careful about her cholesterol and she makes a neder that she's not going to eat meat? So on the one hand, this is inui nefesh at first glance. On the other hand, maybe that is the inui nefesh if one is looking at it only from the perspective of enjoyment. But ultimately, in the big picture, if it makes her healthy, could very well be that that does not qualify as inui nefesh. Rav Zilberstein, again, in Chashuche Chemed, points out very, very astutely that, and this my wife as a nutritionist emphasizes often, that if one eats in moderation, so then in such a case, most of these foods are not very dangerous. Obviously, there are exceptions to that rule, but in general, it's about being healthy is about eating in moderation. And the whole concept of a neder is that it's entirely aser. So therefore, it would still qualify as inui nefesh to take such a hard, fast neder, because she could probably eat a little bit. A woman who is in a dire situation where a food would be dangerous, then in such a case, if the meat would be dangerous, then presumably, even though the Rambam and the Gemara refer to it as inui nefesh, that would probably no longer be called inui nefesh. But for most today, not eating meat might very well be called inui nefesh. Two fascinating shailas that emerge, and a little bit of background of nedarim, of inui nefesh and beino levena.